We are visiting with Karen Bush from Paws, Hooves, Claws. Karen, for those who haven't heard you on the program before or heard your radio ads, what is your business?
My business is all about the best care for your pets and then also for your farm animals. And I consider best care as they're not going anywhere. Okay, they're not going to a kennel. They're not going to a border. They're going to stay in their homes, and I'm going to come and take care of them. And it's basic care, so food, water, treats, love, exercise. And we can come, you know, for a day when maybe you have to go to a doctor's appointment all day, or we can come all the way up to 3 weeks if you need that. When I have a client, that client becomes a repeat client. So you know that the price is right and I'm doing quality work.
Where is Paws, Hooves, Claws based out of, and what areas do you service?
I live in Fertile right now, and that's kind of why I ended my 25-year teaching career, is to come home and take care of my mom. She was in Mentor at the time, and now she's in the nursing home and in Fertile. So it's from Fertile, so I go up to Thief River Falls, New Folden. That's where I grew up, is New Folden. And then I go over to Crookston Fisher, I go over to Bemidji, and I go down to Twin Valley. I have a client in Felton. So kind of south, kind of wherever I have clients down on the south end of Fertile. So yeah, it's a big service area, but that means that I can help more people.
With that large service area, how do you cover it all in a week or maybe a one weekend? And do you have any staff to help you out with that?
Well, I have to kind of map it out. I'm kind of a visual learner. And so I have to kind of map out, okay, I have to do farm chores, you know, outside of, you know, Monoman. Mm-hmm. Well, then I have to be in Fertile to work with a cat at 8 o'clock, because I have to do eight. For him, it's 8 and 8, you know, because he has medicine that has to be given at that time. Then I have to, go to Bemidji in between that times, and then take care of a cat and come on back. And then I start it again because I have to go to Monoman for the evening visit and walk of the dogs and stuff like that. And then I come back home to Fertile, and then I take care of that cat again at 8. You know, so it does work. People think that I have a big, you know, like maybe, and eventually probably want kind of hubs, you know, like Bemidji hub, and then have one person that can, they have like a flexibility sort of thing that they could go and, you know, at lunchtime go and take care of a cat or something like that. And so then maybe I don't have to go all the way to Bemidji. I can have my employee do that, but that's not happening. It eventually happened, maybe, you know, the fifth year or something like that. We're heading to in like January, February, it'll be 3 years of the business. So
what would you say sets your business apart from competitors such as a kennel, as you had mentioned, or maybe a family member or neighbor?
Well, I think it's the personal interaction. It's not a group setting. There's not 20, you know, if a kennel has 20 dogs, I go to 20 homes. And so it's a personal sort of connection. I'm also a runner, and that's a nice service to provide, because I've run hunting dogs that need a run. And if anybody out there knows, I think they know what I mean. And so that's a great service too, is that I provide that so that we can really exercise that dog. I find it that I've done my job if I'm leaving and the dog is napping on the floor, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what I provide. And I also provide my like farm chores. I grew up with a horse, and so horses are familiar to me, and I've been trained in with other farm animals too. So I can provide that. Sometimes people don't feel like they can get away when they have farm animals, you know, especially. So I provide that too. That's kind of a unique aspect.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty unique service and was one I was kind of curious about, actually. What are some types of animals you've had to take care of with past clients?
Goats, for one. They're pretty cute. And a couple of steers and ponies, donkeys, llamas. So it's been, yeah, it's just been a great ride. So.
Okay, and let's go back a little bit. Can you touch on maybe why some people should choose Paws Hooves Claws over other alternatives?
Well, I would say just a little bit what you said is that I would just think about like stepping away from having a family member or having a neighbor boy or girl. And it's my business. I'm professional. I'm insured and bonded, you know, like a plumber, you know, I mean, this is my business. This is where my passion is. And so it would just be nice, I think, on their end that you're not going to burden them. You're not calling them at the last minute. But it's my job. Mm-hmm. So it's not a burden to me. It's my business. So I guess I would say that is that, you know, why go with somebody else? And I understand that they go with somebody else because two and a half years ago, they didn't have me. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that once somebody goes with me, they kind of stay with me. And right. So they go, oh, you know, my granddaughter is getting married. Okay. When do you want me to come? You know?
And some of the things people don't realize about kennels is that most of the time your pet needs to have certain shots and meet certain requirements, let alone the hassle of traveling out of your way to the kennel.